Job chapter 14, 7 through 14. I'll read one verse. You've been standing a little while. I'll let you sit down. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. I want to preach to you this morning, you will sprout again. You will sprout again. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm so thankful. Amen. For your mercy and your grace and your truth, God. All the things that are of God are everlasting. And Lord, I'm thankful that you give them to men right here on earth, that we could taste of the power of the world to come. We ask you, Lord, to teach us today from this teaching and preaching what you want us to know, that life does not offer everything, but you do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Reading again, Job 14 and 7. For there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Didn't say it would. It said there's hope. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Right now I have some ash trees that I planted at my camp. And they just didn't do good. I just don't have a green thumb like some folks do. I think I try too hard. And so I'm like Jesus. I give you about 3 years and they don't. Mm-mm. And give me something. Give me shade. Give me a pecan. Give me something. But it wasn't giving me anything but a headache. So I just got my chainsaw out, cut them all down to the ground. They're still giving me a headache because my lawnmower hits the stump and breaks my blades. But my point is this. I cut it down thinking, goodbye. Guess what? Hello. They come back, and now I got all these, they look so pretty and so green. I said, no, you're not going to fool me like that. No. You want to look pretty and green now. Why wasn't you doing that when I was fertilizing you and all that? But they come out from the roots and the stump. There is hope that if you get cut down, that you will rise again. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stock thereof die in the ground. The first thing that goes out of a plant is the root. It's the oldest part of a tree. Yet through the smell of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. And Job's saying, you know, he's had everything, and now he's lost everything, and he's kind of wishing to die. He regretting the day his mother had him, and he's not happy in life. He said, but man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man liveth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised up out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath has passed, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I want to preach, you will sprout again. This text comes from a man who had it all, who lost it all, and got it all back times two. But during the time in which he was cut down, and it was just a stump, he wondered, will I ever come back? Will I ever enjoy life again? Will I ever be productive again? Or is this the end of me? He wondered in that time, which we looked at the stump, and he said, well, Lord, I have had everything. I have lost everything. Will I ever have it again? And a man, when he dies, will he rise again? This is one of the oldest books in the Bible, and yet Job saw the resurrection of the saints in a stump. And the whole book of the Bible is all about, I'll be back. Christ left saying, I'll be back. I'm coming back. And so this whole book, from Adam to the fall of Adam to the rising of Christ, it's all about I will rise again. He told the serpent in that day, Genesis 3:15, that you bruise the heel, but I'll bruise your head. I'll be back. I'll be back. And so the whole theme of Christianity is not he'll keep me from falling. And there's a scripture that says he that is able to keep you from falling. He's able, but we still fall. The whole theme of a Christian is this: I will rise again. I will rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. For when I fall, I will rise again. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. I will never, never, never give up. I will always come back one way or another. I will be back. Don't count me out. And I want to tell someone this morning and everybody that though you may feel cut down, though you may feel neglected, though you feel like I lost all of this, look how big that tree was. Because let me tell you something. It can take 100 years to grow a big oak like this and 20 minutes to cut it down. It's like a man's reputation. I don't get too much into this, but look at Bill Cosby. Look at it. Everybody laughed at Bill Cosby. They ain't laughing no more. And so you can all, you grow this big tree, and then it gets cut down. And let me tell you, when you cut a tree down, it don't take but minutes those leaves start. Minutes they start withering. And in days they're dead. And we can look at what we lost, and we can go, oh my God, it took me so long to get here. Or you can look at what's left. I will be back. Job wondered about his own life. He wondered about the resurrection. So he began to talk to the Lord about a tree. Lord, I've seen trees cut down, and Lord, they seem like they come back in this tender green, you know, because when it comes out, you know why it's so green? You know, it's getting all the nutrients from the roots. You hear me? All, that's why pruning works so well, in case you don't know. You prune a tree, all of a sudden the one that's left begins to grow more. Because you pruned off the ones that were just kind of what they call, in, when they raise tomatoes, suckers. They just suck off of the, they don't really produce tomatoes. So if you cut the suckers off, then you'll get more growth. And the Lord says that he does that to us. He cuts back. There's a season of cutback that he might get what? More fruit. That's why he cuts you back. And so, I don't know, maybe somebody's feeling this morning like you're left with nothing but a stump. Anybody ever been stumped before? I have. I've been stumped. We feel like I've been cut down, and we have to be careful we don't cut each other down. This is, I don't know, I just thought of this. When we were, Mom, when we were on 19th Street, you remember those, there were little bitty oaks when they were planted? You remember the little oak park? That's why they call it Oak Park, huh? They had those little oaks they planted. And we had this, well, a little brat across the street got him a hatchet. Instead of cutting on his tree, he come cut on our tree. And he started chipping away, you know how live oak bark is. And it was trees about like that. He's chipping away. And I come out there, I've got my hatchet. No. What'd you do that for? Go chop on your own tree. But he was chopping on our tree. We got to be careful what tree you chop on. But I had to go to see Brother Constance, when he was in hospital, and I left Memorial. And it's right there off of 19th Street, which was where we live. And I said, I got to go see that tree. And I went, and I looked, and you couldn't tell where he had chopped it. Because time had healed that bark. And time had taken care of what no man could take care of. I mean, I'm trying to help somebody. Time will take care of what no man can take. No card, no letter, no email, no words can take care of what time will take care of. And I just had to go back and see what that little brat did. I don't know where he's at today. I hope he repented. But so many times we can look at what we lost and what got cut down and never realize that the life of the tree was in the roots. The life of the tree is in the roots. And we don't understand that life will go on once it's cut down. Because the life that was feeding it all the way to the top came from the bottom. And I want to tell somebody this morning, you better thank God for your roots. You better thank. Sometimes you can go astray. You got to get back to your roots. You got to go back to your roots. And what got you here anyway? And I thank God I would have quit. I'm telling you, the stuff I've been through, some self-inflicted and some not. But whatever I've been through, if it hadn't have been for roots, no wonder the writer said to be rooted and grounded in faith. Because when you get stumped, you go, well, I've still got my roots. I will sprout again. As long as you've got the roots, that's the source of the life. Amen. Sometimes in life it feels like the loggers come through and clear cut your field, leave you anything. Job said it this way, and I'm not going to be long this morning. Job said, just the scent of water. The scent of water. The smell of water. All of a sudden, there's hope. Just give me the sense of hope. Just give me that much hope. Just give me the smell of hope, and I'll sprout again. I'll sprout again. Amen. I'm telling you, this has nothing to do with my sermon, but the smell of something. I'm telling you that it draws things. Just the smell of water. I don't know how far camels can smell water, but they say they can smell water miles away. And then they can store it for such a long time. One time I was going deer hunting, and I had some corn in a sack. I had a field out there. It's full of cows. And so I had to unload my four-wheeler, so I took the corn, and I set it, about four or five bags of corn, by the fence, about from here to you, from the fence in the road. And I went to go to my deer feeders. I took one bag with me. I was going to load it up and all that. And so I came back, and I looked, and the cows are all lined up down the fence. I'm like, what in the world? They smelled that corn. And pardon me, but they had slobber dripping out that would have touched the ground, literally. I mean, they were looking at that bag of corn. I couldn't help it. I threw them some. They couldn't pick it up. You know how it is. But just the scent of that gave them the hope that maybe they can get a taste of it. I'm here to tell you this morning, all the children of God need is just a smell of hope. Just give me a little hope. It doesn't have to be much, but give me a little hope. And that's what Job is saying. It looked like life is reduced to a stump. And a stump is what's left after everything's been cut away. He said, it looks like nothing's going to live, but just the smell of water, the roots go, oh, I think I'm going to live again. I think I'll fight another day. And it begins to sprout before it even rains. Oh, my God. When Jesus cursed that fig tree, it went from the roots up. Amen. And I thank God once again for the roots that God has given me in living for God. How many of you here is because of your roots? I'm telling you, it's my roots that keeps me here. Amen. And this morning, you may be saying, I can't do this again. I can't start over again. Look at what I lost. Well, I have the other option for you. Die. That's it. You can either start over or die. That's it. So for me and my household, we're going to start over. No matter how bad things get, no matter what I lose, I'm telling you, the roots will keep me in the game. I will start over again with one little branch, if you will, one little twig, one little sprout, but I refuse to die. I refuse to give up. I refuse to quit. I refuse it. One thing, when you know me, I've been pastoring y'all, I think it's getting close. Is it 14 years already? How many? 13?
14. 13? Do I hear 14? It's a long time. And one thing you know about me, I do not give up. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. May look like it's not going, but I will not give up. Because I know giving up is not an option for the children of God. When we look at Isaiah 11 and 1, they come this morning. This is the pattern of Christ. It was prophesied that Christ would come out of the root, the stem, the stump of Jesse. And it would be like a tender branch out of a dry ground. This was the prophetic words concerning Christ. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch. Notice it's a capital branch, speaking of Christ, shall grow out of his roots. I feel for every one of you who have children. I pray literally all the time for you that have children and they're not living for God. Because I can only imagine how you would feel, because I can imagine how I would feel if my two children that came out of my roots are not living for God. So I pray for you, but give them hope. Don't ever give up on your children. Never give up on them. He said, a rod's going to come out of Jesse. It looks like nothing's going to happen. They went through 400 years of silence in the dark ages. But they said, light sprang up in a dark land. And out of a dry ground, there came a little tender shoot. And his name was Jesus. Amen. Out of a place where you wouldn't expect it, here come a baby named Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord on that little branch. Look where that little branch has taken us this morning. Look at what that little tender plant has done for you in your life and your family this morning. And shall make him a quick understanding in fear and the Lord of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Now this is the part, if you didn't hear anything else. If you judge me, you're going to judge me on what you see, and you're going to judge me on what you hear. He said, men's judgment is not right. It's not right. That's why he said, judge not lest you be judged. You don't know what you're looking at. You go by what you're looking at, you go by what you hear. And it may not be at all like it really is. When Samuel went to anoint the stump of Jesse, he walked in there and looked at all them boys. The first one that came up was Eliab. He was used to looking at Saul. The Bible says that Saul was a head taller than every man. He looked like a king. I mean, when Saul just looked like a king. But when Eliab came in, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. And the Lord said, no, that's not him. You better anoint the stump. The little boy out there, the stump. Anoint him. That's the tender branch that I will grow through. Let me tell you, God grows through tenderness. You get hard in your ways and hard against people, you'll never grow. It's through compassion and mercy that you're going to grow in God. The Bible says he's pitiful and full of tender mercies. Tender mercies. A lot of times we're merciful. Oh yeah, okay, well don't you ever do it again. I'm going to have mercy on you today. No, no, no. That's not God. That's you. God is full of tender mercies. Go thy way and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee. Tender mercies. Go thy way and sin no more. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
I wish we could do that. True hope, amen, true hope is when you lose the tree but believe in the stump. Lose the tree but believe in the stump. And this morning, as I close and you stand and make your way forward, please come this morning, make your way to the front. Because I believe there's more than one in here this morning that feels like you've been reduced to a stump, lost your tree, shed your leaves, and feel like life will never be the same. But I'm here to tell you, believe in your roots and you will sprout again. As they sing this morning, I wish that everybody, you know, I wish, the Bible says that He would, that all men repent everywhere. I'm telling you, the greatest prayer you'll ever pray is, God, forgive me. And I wish this morning you'd examine your own life. Examine your life and see, have you judged people based on what you hear? Have you judged them based upon what you see? You don't know. You don't know. So from your heart, say, God, forgive me. God, help me to have righteous judgment and leave those things in your hands and not take them in my hands. Right there where you're at, why don't you raise your hands toward the Lord and say, God, restore me. Give me a little hope, God. Give me just a smell of water this morning that I may live again. Oh, God, help me this morning. Sing it this morning. Hallelujah.